The Supreme Court refuses to block a new gun law. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News, allowing the enforcement of New York State's gun law to continue.
Gun sellers argue New York's new laws hurt their businesses. They wanted a temporary injunction against the laws, which call for firearms dealers to secure guns in a locked area, install security systems, and give gun sales records to government law enforcement. The Supreme Court said no to an injunction. New York Attorney General Letitia James praised the decision, saying gun safety laws help save lives.
Fox's Jill Nato. There are several challenges to the law pending in lower courts. A day after saying they were being as transparent as possible, the White House yesterday refusing to answer any questions about the classified documents found unsecured at President Biden's home and his think tank office.
I am going to refer you to Department of Justice. With that specific, as it relates to anything that you want to ask of us about this legal matter, I would refer you to the White House Counsel Office.
Press Secretary Corinne Jean-Pierre, Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz tells Fox's Hannity the Justice Department has become corrupted.
Why didn't the FBI raid Joe Biden's Delaware home? Why didn't they raid the Penn Center? Why did they just trust the lawyers? Hey, you guys look around, see what's there. Because it is a patently double standard.
Today's the day the country will hit its current debt limit. The White House pressing Congress to increase it. House Republicans say not without a commitment from the White House for spending cuts. Florida Congressman Greg Stube suffering what his office called several injuries in an accident at his home. Local media in Sarasota, Florida reports Stube fell off his roof. He's hospitalized. But the county GOP chairman says that despite his injuries, Congressman Stube is doing well. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Protests last night outside a YMCA in suburban San Diego for the way it responded to a teenaged girl who says she encountered a naked man in the women's locker room.
This protest follows a story that made national headlines last week after 17-year-old Rebecca Phillips spoke out about an incident at a local San Diego YMCA involving a naked man identifying as a female in the women's locker room. Here's what Phillips said to the Santee City Council.
I ran into a bathroom stall to change as quickly as I could, organizing my thoughts to share with the people at the front desk.
Phillips spoke regarding her concerns about the naked man and said she was vastly ignored by staff because he identifies as a woman.
Somehow, the indecent exposure of a male to a female minor was an inconvenience to them.
The YMCA staff told Phillips the man can shower wherever he wants. An apology was issued by the YMCA, though they still defend their policies.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. Actor Alec Baldwin will learn today whether he or anyone else will face charges in the shooting death of a cinematographer on the set of the movie Rust in 2021 when a projectile was fired from what was supposed to be an unloaded prop gun during a camera rehearsal. The family of a California man wants answers after he died vacationing in Mexico.
33-year-old Orange County public defender Elliot Blair was at the Los Roques Resort and Spa just south of Tijuana over the weekend to celebrate his first wedding anniversary with his wife. Mexican media reported that Blair was intoxicated and died after falling from a balcony, but the lawyer's family is not buying that. His loved ones say they have extensive legal training in criminal law and that they wholeheartedly believe Blair was a victim of a brutal crime. They say officials have given his loving wife multiple versions of what happened. The lawyer's family says they're going to conduct their own investigation with a private firm and independent forensic pathologist to get answers.
Fox's Christina Coleman, and I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.